Electricity. About time we got around here.
The same reasons advocates use to promote broadband today were used 80 years ago to push rural electrification. As you hear in this film funded by the Rural Electrification Administration, some of the same obstacles exist too.
But the power company says it costs too much. Say a lot of things.
The same rural cooperatives formed with federal loan dollars to reach millions of homes with electricity are stepping in to take on broadband. Since 2010, nearly 100 co-ops across the country have started serving hundreds of thousands of members with broadband internet.
Electric co-ops are a natural fit because they own poles and they own infrastructure, and so it is cost effective.
Jordana Barton studies broadband internet access for the Federal Reserve, and she says co-ops can make a big impact because they already serve many of the people lacking service. On a quiet hill country road, contractors for a Bandera Electric Cooperative hang steel lashing wire from one of their poles. It'll later carry high-speed internet.
You have your phone on you?
But there's a storm blowing in.
Can you check that radar and see how far rain is, lightning is away from us? I hear a thunder. I just want to be safe about it, you know what I mean?
And Jonathan Leva, who's sitting 15 feet up in a hydraulic lift, wants to make sure it doesn't turn into a 20-mile-long lightning rod. Bandera Electric's one of seven Texas electrical co-ops now providing broadband. On the ground, workers drag the steel cable off a giant spool up the road as Wes Houghton figures out how far they need to go.
I think it's two or three poles down here.
Okay.
We can start there, or we can start where Tony and his guys left off.
Bandera Electric has hung 500 miles of fiber optic cable on poles and another 250 miles to people's homes. Preceded by three excited dogs, retired firefighter Larry Reed, sporting suspenders, a straw hat, and a long white beard, walks over to watch the men work. He says he's glad the storm's going to miss the area because he uses satellite internet.
It works okay when the weather's perfectly clear, but when it rains or we have any storms, it all shuts down.
There aren't any other options, he says. But Bandera Electric CEO Bill Hetherington wants to change that.
I'm not trying to be a telecom. What I want to do is provide to my electric members a service that they don't have.
So far, they've signed up more than 10% of their 30,000 members. They want to offer it to 80% in 3 years.
It's not about making money. You're not doing this to make money. You're doing this to allow your communities to survive and to be here 20 years from now.
Hetherington says the service is important to the cooperative's future, but also the area's, noting that the city of Bandera's economic growth has ticked up since they started providing the service 2 years ago, and other Texas electrical co-ops are paying attention.
A lot of co-ops come to us and say, tell us how you did it. Show it, you know, give us the secret sauce.
Mike Williams is CEO of the Texas Electrical Cooperative, which represents co-ops statewide. He says co-ops power around 4 million people's homes, and only a small fraction with high-speed internet. But in the last 3 years, the numbers have been rising quickly. He says co-ops that can make the economics work should, or rural communities will continue to shrink.
I will frequently say to groups, you know, you can't sell or provide electricity to people who aren't there anymore.
The cities are lighted. The country still in the dark. Lights up.
But like with rural electrification, it may take big federal loans to kick it into high gear.
Lights up for Mississippi and Ohio. Lights up north, south, east, west.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.